T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
I was reading Food and Wine magazine recently.
Pretentious much?
I like food and wine. I'm not going to apologize for that. And they had a story, a sports story in there.
Yeah.
Food and wine.
Okay. Well, like, yeah, I mean, a lot of athletes now are getting into the wine game. You know, CJ and Drew Bledsoe, all that.
Well, Lay's has done something, and I want to know your hot take on this.
All right.
Because you have hot takes. Well, you're a big hot take sports guy.
That's what we do. Me and Stephen A.
Lay's has grown potatoes with the dirt from NFL stadiums and turned them into team chips.
Oh my God.
Yeah. That's a thing.
Is it really?
Yeah.
So it's...
Yeah.
What if you don't have... But, like, most fields aren't, they're like field turf now. So.
Well, they didn't do all fields.
So you can't have one from, like, AT&T Stadium. You can't have Cowboy ones.
So this is in conjunction with Lay's returning to Super Bowl advertising.
Okay.
They have not advertised during the Super Bowl for 17 years.
Really?
Which surprised me, too.
Does Lay's really need to advertise? I mean, don't you know what Lay's has going on?
Well, you can say that about all the brands that's
true.
That advertise like, during Doritos the Super Bowl.
And
yeah,
all
Bud
that.
Or Anheuser-Busch or whatever.
Yeah.
Well, they would like to remind football fans that they have a long legacy of farming. Okay.
Okay.
So these are NFL team-branded potato chips made with spuds grown in fields that had been mixed with a bit of dirt from their field.
I would just like to point out the key word in all that is bit.
And spuds and mixed.
So you took an entire potato field, acres and acres and acres, and you threw some like dirt ashes. You took like a handful of dirt from wherever.
They pulled soil directly from NFL stadiums and fields across the country.
Okay.
Okay.
And then
from there.
And threw a handful on the field.
Under the careful watch of Frito-Lay farmers. They mixed the soil into separate parts of the potato field to make chips infused with the grounds and the glory of each NFL team.
I thought that the M&M story yesterday might have been the dumbest thing food-related that I've heard in quite some time. I'm going to go with this. I'm going to say this tops the M&M story.
So then...
If you buy potato chips... Because you think it's cool that they're grown with a handful of dirt from your team's favorite field, you're an idiot.
Oh, wow. Idiot. Huh?
Yeah. You're a moron.
Well, what if you see, I don't see the difference in doing this and just having team logos on the chips. Like
there is no difference.
For example, a Chiefs fan walks into a Kansas City, grocery store or gas station or something and sees a Chiefs labeled, potato chip bag.
Yeah.
Do they don't, first of all, they don't know that it was grown with Chiefs dirt.
No.
And second, they don't care. It's like, oh, Chiefs, I'll pick those.
Yes.
Because I like the Chiefs.
Yes. And by the way, it wasn't grown with Chiefs dirt.
It kind of was.
No, it wasn't.
Yes, it was.
That's like saying if you swam in the ocean and I peed in the ocean, are you swimming in my pee?
And the answer is yes, I am.
You are not.
Yes, I am.
You're swimming in the ocean.
It is in the same body of water that I am in.
I took a leak in Lake Superior once, so now everyone...
Gross.
Everyone... Well, I did. Now everyone that swims in that is now swimming in my urine.
All right, so I'm getting from you that you do not like this idea from Food and Wine magazine about Lay's.
It's just so dumb.
So I'm guessing this will be part of their advertising campaign for the Super Bowl. I don't know.
I can see, you know, having
golden grounds.
Yeah, I can see either a mascot or maybe like Aaron Rodgers out there, you know, digging a shovel full of dirt and growing your potato. But hey, man, whatever gets someone to pay attention to your product.
Do you ever get Lay's?
Yeah, I don't mind. I don't mind Lay's.
Do you ever get laid?
I see where you're going with that.
I don't like Lay's. I never pick out Lay's. I mean, I don't mind Lay's. Like if there's a bowl of Lay's,
yeah,
like Super Bowl party, I'll eat the Lay's. But I don't ever buy them.
I think we've talked about this. I like plain chips. So yeah,
you like Lay's?
I love Lay's Classic. Yeah, no, I like Ruffles the most. But
that's a bastard chip.
I like Lay's a lot.
The Lay's Classic is very good. It really is.
I'm not on board.
But there's so much better,
yes,
you know, than that.
The only thing is
the sour cream and onion's really good,
if
too.
You give me like a quality dip, then I'll be on board. Yeah, the sour cream and onion, the barbecue, and then the sour cream and cheddar. Mm-hmm. Those are the good Lay's.
Mm.
I'm on board with that. But
Lay's are really bad dipping chips, though, because
they're so fragile.
Yeah.
It's not a great chip. So I will say clearly. Especially like the one from, you know, the turf fields. I think they're
cheddar sour cream. Is that the one you were talking
cheddar
about?
Cheddar sour cream. Yeah. Like those are good.
Those are really good.
But if I'm buying chips and I don't buy a lot of chips because they're terrible for you.
But they're so delicious.
They are. And I just eat them, which is why I don't buy them.
The entire bag is.
Yeah. Gone. I just start shoveling them in my fat face.
The worst thing is if you get like Juanitas, if you're having something.
Oh,
like
yeah.
You're making something and you only eat some of the chips with your dinner and then you have a 3/4 filled bag of Juanitas. That's lasting like maybe 2 days.
Yeah, it's gone. It gone. Or you start, you're like, oh, I'll just have a few chips. Then you look down and the bag, like half the bag is gone. You're like, God.
Well, some of that's on the chips though, because they never put as many as you think in there.
Yeah, you got to have the air space. But yeah, there's just better chips. The Lay's gets me when there's a sale.
Did you just deflect you being a fat ass eating chips by saying it's on the chips for not having as many?
100%. Yeah, I look down. I'm like, hey, where'd all those chips go? God, they never put enough chips in this bag. Not that I ate a bunch of them.
No, it wasn't my
fault.
They
should have more in there for me to eat.
Lay's will get me with like the big bag and it'll be like buy two for $4. And you'll be like, oh, that's a great deal. But if price is all full price, there's six different chips that I'm grabbing before Lay's.
Now, is it fair to ask this question as we go to break? Probably not.
Probably not.
The king of all chips?
Boy, you're gonna.
That's
start,
a tough.
You're gonna start something.
Well, I mean, the king, am I?
Okay. I don't think there's anything close to a top contender. I think there's so many options.
The king is, and this really? Is, and this is why I say it.
You
about
don't think
the,
Doritos are like?
That's where I'm going.
I don't like Doritos.
But this,
you're an idiot.
Follow me on this, and this is why I say the same thing about like the Snickers bar or Reese's peanut butter cup. If you want to go down this road, not everything is going to be someone's favorite. So when you say who's the greatest band of all time, you're going to get across the board. But there's a couple that
Ace
are
of base.
That are universal. One of them being the Beatles. The Beatles is widely regarded as the greatest band of all time. Seinfeld, widely regarded as the best sitcom of all time. And the Dorito is the Seinfeld or Beatles of the chip world. It just is.
I agree.
Yeah.
You will not get an argument from me on that.
It's not like...
Doesn't mean it's your favorite.
Doesn't mean it's your favorite, but it
but
is...
it's the best.
It is universally recognized as quality.
It's the best. Give me another one, Mike. Give me something that rivals a Dorito. Cool Ranch or nacho cheese.
I mean, if I'm going to have to eat a Dorito, I'll eat a Cool Ranch all day. But
Mike, if I have to eat a Dorito.
If I'm forced to eat the finest chip
ever
made.
It's like he's in North Korea and he's just, it's all that's available.
Really,
it's rat turds or Doritos.
I really don't like Doritos. I don't know. I think the top chip would probably be like a flavored Ruffle. Like the sour cream and cheddar Ruffle is awesome. And I know
very good chip.
One, you can dip those because they're pretty sturdy, and the flavors on them are good.
Do you like Pringles? Do you guys like Pringles?
Yeah, they're all right.
Hit or miss.
They're all right,
depending on the flavor.
Mm. Mm. See, it wasn't that hard.
No, it's the Doritos.
It's clearly Doritos.
It's the Dorito.
Now I'm looking at Ranker here.
Mm-hmm.
They have the Doritos number one and two as they should.
Yeah.
This is where people rank on the internet. The Flaming Hot Cheeto is number three, and
very,
then Mike's
very popular.
Ruffles Cheddar Sour Cream is number four. Lay's sour cream and onion is number five, which is very good. We just talked about that.
That's a quality chip.
Yeah.
Absolutely, that's a quality chip.
Those are, I mean, that's in the ballpark, I think.
I don't know if this is a local brand or if it's national, but I like the Miss Vickies. They've got the little jalapeno or the sea salt.
I don't know that one.
If you order like Jersey Mike's, that you can get those as your like side chips.
Kettle do anything for you? The kettle chips?
Love
the,
a good kettle chip.
Those are local. I didn't know that.
Oh, really?
They're local? They're from Oregon.
The New York cheddar kettle is
very good.
Is just simply delightful.
Hot chip talk.
Yeah. I bet you I can find some sales numbers that what's the,
we've already answered the
question. It's Doritos. I mean, it's Doritos.
It is. Yeah. It's Doritos. All right.
But Lay's is the number one selling brand, and it's not even close.
Because they have a bunch more chips.
Yeah, a bunch more chips. Yes.
Doritos should branch off to more flavors, though.
Well, they
don't you think?
They're trying, but, some of them are. They've got the gold standard. They got the two. But Lay's is the leading potato chip brands. It's not even close. Lay's crushes everybody.
Someone asking for some Sun Chip love?
I got nothing.
They're good.
Some
Sun Chip. Great. They're good.
Yep. The harvest.
Harvest cheddar.
Harvest cheddar and then the salsa.
Garden salsa.
Yeah. Delightful. Delightful.
And the classic is really good too.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the Free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.